The day social media turned me into a coward. By Holly Sortland. The startup. Medium.com. Holly Sortland, February 8, 2026. Minutes main article read. Source article URL. https://medium.com/the-day-social-media-turnit-meta-intro-f9114b9d81d4. Audio narrative credit and purpose. This spoken voice narrative audio media is of an article found on the Medium sharing site for public citation reference and discourse. This media was created by the itgrewup.net Trust Building Informational Networking Ideal on February 7, 2021 as a discussion addendum reference. Discourse subjects are relative to social media presences and responsible and irresponsible attitudes, behaviors and actions that are mentioned. This media is generated not to embarrass bad actions but is created to avoid this cowardness effect onto a need to establish a trust connection with a Facebook profile ID. This ID represents a personal account of a Santa Barbara regional personnel holding a job position of community empowerment of a first responder and perhaps a community leadership as being a fireman captain. https://.facebook.com/SBC Fire Dispatch. Full profile name. SBC Fire Dispatch Captain. Noteworthy in this audio media should be taken careful considerations. Following the end of this citation reference article is a full copy transcript of the correspondence attempt with this man in Facebook Messenger representing as a fireman captain that lives in Santa Barbara. The current date status of this Facebook account and updates upon his account is active or not is not disclosed here and actually not relevant. The relevancy here is outwardly upon the general purpose of public affairs and public interests that are affecting with perhaps unnoticed and invisible harms onto our greater society and our entire nation and country. These matters are intermixed of associations of bad actors among our society onto this equation of connection that is unquestionable and extremely visible when we apply actual discussion discourse that is demanded not just recommended for our collective sustainability of peace holdings that are needing a higher visions of involvement forces, a pillar of performance actions onto the greater holding of social deliverance. This is definitely a classic definition and circumstances encapsulated and surrounding us as a corrective need of collective community court by conflict and non-peaceful motives against the common good. This is defined as being a deliverance. This is not written here lightly or with a spin of deceitful intentions. These matters are extremely serious, majorly perplexing, wholeheartedly complex and cannot be held to a 5 to 10 minute attention span of the intended reading and slash or listening audience. The social sharing tag key hashtag the long form applies. This is definitely not a joke or a hoax and should be treated in all seriousness by all persons of our society it is receiving this expressed statement of realisms. This matter should be directed to all firefighting and protection personnel of all fire departments of all public and private fire agencies across this entire nation along with all law enforcement agencies associated as first responders. This matter is a public affairs matter of substantial portions of imperatives that have been lost to our collective conscience. These are of public affairs relevance and should be directed to the interest of all public acts of heroism and first responder courage in real life. These affairs on comparison of what actions play out in real life are compared to social media presence. Social media across the entire web cyber spaces both commercial commerce and public governmental as well as politics have an adoptive cause to effect that customarily is unchallenged to the actual social harms being done. These by excuses derived from abusive reaction to connection social cohesion to avoid rather than involve all of our society including the private business, the public governmental agencies and political powers that view us as separate oneselves to place divider wedges in dash between us as cultural accepted norms of disunity even into critical and crisis communications from our peoples of our populace that are in constant and perpetual long durations of crisis barely meeting the medium levels of basic human needs. For these Americans, which I am one, there is no visions of aspiration and notion to see a greater need of survival mode living existences dashed from the long-held American dream in any kind of trust-bearing success. Of thrivability, an erosion of trust so badly rutted that it is generating proceeds of our country's full and complete collapse. I'm not alone in this assessment. Risk assessment is professed by many in socioeconomic and sociology experts. We are in a slippery slope AB what to do and what not to do to our collective bargaining agreement of the social contract in continued affirmation of future consequences, our government and community affairs are being betrayed of a commonwealth. What is happening is unsustainable. What action must be done is perhaps a difficult choice. What is one of unity in the United of the United States? Let's be impressed and proclaimed and forced into existence under a pledge of allegiance to the United States of America for the common good priority rather than compromised by any and all to include every single one special interest motivation that is outside of this common good. Force compressed into existence means to follow a different doctrine of response to emergency, crisis, and political malfeasance. This is not a noble but our priority requirement of each and every responsible adult and each and every responsible school of learning teacher each and every educational institution to prioritize and empower into our collective truth. For failure is not an option. That is a cop-out. As policing by the authorities of law enforcement have failed us. This is not a joke. If these priorities are not adopted, continued measurable scales of social unrest will continue until there is a collective and cultural digression from the civilized human condition onto then the outcome collapse into our violent human macho of savage. An example of this which in effect was preventable and was caused by political structures of decision-making onto an event a national disaster in the conditions that maintained this equation a civilized to savage breakage already has its confirmed accounts of realisms. That would be, of course, the event that occurred by Hurricane Katrina in late August and September of 2005. We are in a social disrepair. I've continued an unyielding address of remedy and resolve here. Of hopelessness in despair, as a reflection message. This article describes our acts of cowardice and such non-responsive status here. Wholeheartedly expressed here remains undesired, unnecessary, unacceptable and intolerable to the greater need of courage. This is set forth a standard of examples delivered into and onto our inner affected communities that have been silenced from having a community voice of dissent against the establishment or established status quo. A force of hashtag reckoning pledged by new commitments and if individually need be filed into a court proceeding record establish this law barring standard upon our masses of collective thought and belief practices or else we as a society and we as a country are in fact doomed. This to remain non-responsive in silence by ignoring into unbearable collective social ignorance as an unintelligent interference that these matters are actually paramount concerns of a citizen's need of inquiry in these circumstances. Article text. The day social media turned me into a coward. Facebook recently reminded me of my first social media post. It was a 20-second video of my 5-month-old daughter gurgling and grunting in her baby swing. I received 2 likes on the post and 1 comment, not bad considering that I had only 12 friends at the time. 11 years and 1,050 friends later, my Facebook feed has become a digital wasteland. I occasionally catch a glimpse of a friend's baby between scary articles about our dying planet, opinion pieces on vaccines, impeachment, gun ownership, abortion, LGBTQ rights, rigged elections and the dangers of plastic. I occasionally see that a colleague or friend is fighting cancer between images of a burning Australia, Puerto Rico in shambles, starving children in Syria and mass shootings in Texas. I occasionally see a picture of someone's happy grandmother celebrating her 90th birthday between memes of Donald Trump or Nancy Pelosi, memes about sex, Walmart shoppers, and angry cats. And on every post that does not include a cute baby or a sweet grandmother, there is an avalanche of comments. And in these comments good and decent people hide behind the polycarbonate shields on their smartphones or laptops. It's where good people who teach their children to say, please, and, thank you, suddenly let loose a barrage of hateful, incendiary, ugly personal attacks. And on every post that does not include a cute baby or a sweet grandmother, there is an avalanche of comments. And in these comments good and decent people hide behind the polycarbonate shields on their smartphones or laptops. It's where good people who teach their children to say, please, and, thank you, suddenly let loose a barrage of hateful, incendiary, ugly personal attacks. It's where words like troll, inbred, idiot, scum and ignorant appear like confetti. Worse, it's where people spy on another person's personal profile to fuel their insults to the next level. It's often not enough to attack the person who disagrees with you, to really make your point, a person's hometown, level of education and even their children aren't off limits. The most shocking comment I've seen was a post regarding the vaccination debate, when a vaccinated person wished death upon an anti-vaxxer's child. As anyone with a social media account can attest, yes, it is that bad. Even though our names and profiles are made public to the world, there is something about typing our insults that seems to give us a feeling of anonymity. There is something about writing a response in a thread of comments that emboldens people to sink lower. It's as if we need to keep up with the Joneses of social media. No post can go unanswered. No insult can be ignored. Not long after reading the vicious comments in the vaccination thread, I saw a mother and her infant son at the grocery store. She sweetly talked to him as she used wipes to clean the cart, protecting him from the germs of winter. She buckled him into the seat, gave him a kiss on the forehead and made their way into the store. I wondered, did this mother, who clearly loved her son, get him vaccinated? And if not, could some stranger in the store publicly berate her and wish harm on her beautiful child? The scene played out in my head, and I found no scenario in which the police would not be called. We post things on social media that we wouldn't dare say to a person's face. The irony is we think social media empowers us to use our voices, but it so often has the opposite effect. It often makes us cowards. I have a Facebook friend who is a former colleague. Her posts usually consisted of silly memes or pictures of her family, but one day she shared a post about Pope Francis's stance on climate change. She wrote something along the lines of, "Finally the Catholics are doing something good." While I am not Catholic, I took offense to the wording of her post. I commented that while I didn't agree with all Catholic theology, I knew many wonderful, charitable Catholics who shared her passion in environmental justice. She sent me a private message letting me know more about her disapproval of the Catholic Church, mainly because of their stance on LGBTQ issues, abortion and sex abuse scandals. While I acknowledged her feelings, I pointed out that her comment appeared incendiary. I asked her what the repercussions would be if she replaced the word Catholics with Jews or Muslims. A long debate ensued, one that neither of us won. Eventually, her posts grew more negative, especially towards those who didn't share her opinions. I grew tired of what I assumed to be her bitterness, so I did what millions of Americans on Facebook do every day. I went to her page, scrolled down to the friendship status icon and clicked unfollow. There, one less negative post in my daily thread of Facebook stories. Several months later, I learned that her 15-year son was instantly killed in a rollover accident. Adrenaline rushed through my body as I searched for her page. It was filled with condolences and tributes to her son, and I added my own. I shamefully scrolled back to the top of her page and read check the follow button, drowning in sorrow and guilt. The Oxford Dictionary defines a coward as a person who lacks the courage to do or endure dangerous or unpleasant things. The day I unfollowed my friend on Facebook, I closed the door on her, something that I would never do if she was standing on my front porch. I found some of her posts unpleasant, and like a coward, I cut her out of my world completely rather than ignore them and focus on the posts that really mattered. Posts like the fishing picture in which she proudly held up a giant walleye that she caught with her son, first day of school photos, and family portraits by the creek. Scrolling down her Facebook page, I realized there was so much that I missed. Thousands of articles litter the internet about the dangers of social media. Aside from the ugly commentary it invites is the fact that we can tailor our feed to meet our own tastes and political agendas. Don't like the guy who is wearing a MAGA hat in his post? Unfriend him. Offended by the young woman who has a Trans Lives Matter profile frame? Unfollow her. Eventually our feeds are filled with an echo chamber of our own beliefs. Not only can we no longer see the posts of the people we disagree with, we can pretend that they no longer exist. But they do exist. They are the people who hold doors for us at restaurants, the people who take our money in the McDonald's drive through, and the cashiers at our grocery stores. They are the people who take our deposits at the bank, and whose children attend school with our children. Sometimes, they're the people who teach our children. And in some cases, they're our very own family members. When we block people out, we're not just blocking their political affiliations or opinions, we're blocking out their life stories. And when we don't know people's stories, it becomes easier to insult and degrade them. It becomes easier to dehumanize them. When we block people out, we're not just blocking their political affiliations or opinions, we're blocking out their life stories. And when we don't know people's stories, it becomes easier to insult and degrade them. It becomes easier to dehumanize them. My former colleague is back in my Facebook feed. She rarely shares political posts. In fact, she rarely posts at all. When she does, it is usually a picture of her son, letting the world know how deeply she misses him. I am glad I put aside my pettiness so I can share in some of her grief. I am glad I will continue to hear her story. Despite the downside of social media, it can also bring us much joy. It allows us to rejoice in our friends' triumphs and grieve with them in their sorrow. I look back to my original post on Facebook, 11 years ago, of a smiling, happy chubby baby. In a digital world of billions of posts, tweets and memes, a 20-second clip of her story is amongst them. And chances are, one day she will fall victim to a cruel remark. Chances are, she will decide to cut someone out of her life who doesn't deserve it. And when that day comes, I will pull up the clip of her tiny and content in her little swing, in the days before social media took over the world. I will remind her that before we could hurt someone using 200 characters or less, all our stories began the same way. And they always will, as smiling, curious babies, hungry for the comfort of the people that love us. End of article. The day social media turned me into a coward. Begin Facebook Messenger correspondence. Quote. I was hoping that SBC in your name referred to San Bernardino for a more targeted approach and reason to include a reference ad, perhaps tag usage in a public post. I actually did include you as a tag, but I did not pause at the tag most likely because we are not friends on Facebook. This is an option you have and I have to respect that new on the negates nor suspends my overall need to place and locate persons in fire protection and firefighting as well as other personnel employed in EPUR public official capacity such as paramedics all classified as heroes of our national honorable first responders. In my public post I doubt that you were notified the usage am I attempted tag. You can perhaps find it when the search. I would like to include you in a tag. It is rather important to please approve my friend request here. I could provide you the URL to the public post but the post is still in draft and is a multi-part comment but I'm holding on to a friend of real-time life to a political response porn our former President Donald John Trump and the matter I'm a priority this country must be making updating and holding truthfulness at all times. Aren't you avoid your confusion onto that subject matter? I would rather just place the comments reference in brief here please approve my friend request. Thank you. Public comment concludes. The standard I'm acting here. As widely given to us as advice that we all grew up from elementary school forward. We were always told if we felt like unsafe and in danger, contact either of policemen or firemen. SBC Fire Dispatch Captain Tag Preferred. That is the standard I have tried to use. But has failed miserably. End a brief usage. Please acknowledge your read receipt of this messenger contact directed into your view especially if there is a red position pointer that follows the end here the matter is quite paramount. And it will be very disrespectful to just ignore my citizen need to find a fireman anywhere across this entire nation I cannot uphold the standard I just mentioned and help me. It would be even more further insults to Facebook count block me for no reason. Recommended reading. https://medium.com//the-day-social-media-turner-me-into-a-coward-f9114b9d81d4. FYI, this article is being transcribed to spoken voice narrative. Please have some courage to respond to this Facebook-powered correspondence cold contact attempt at building civil society trusts. FYI, if I must respond to a non-responsive status, I should be able to obtain a real.name if EPUR presence here reflects a truthfulness and as a truthfinder background return report to obtain additional pathways to initiate a different pathway of contact, if I must, the matters here that operatively imperative to hold a response onto an avenue of reasoned remedy and responsibility in my local community outward to be inclusive of national discourse. What is not introduced to you here but is in fact an absolute reality. This is a matter of national security is being obstructed of truth factors and intertwined with temporal factors documented for 15 years. These are highly involved and complex issues that needs a forum of an open and honest discussion of all balls in integrity. Do you have such regards for that standard I am seeking of excellence in our firemen across our nation? Please don't disappointment me. Simple. I've read your message and have no response is highly admirable than silence of no response or an act PF malicious need on EPUR part.to act to block me here to establish your underhanded need of conflict avoidance in cowardness. That is a pre-conclusion and not a substitution of reality right now. Please respond in all courage to me man to man. Citizen inquiry onto you as an supportive not opposing adjacent county California. Where the city UPS San Bernardino ranked in December 2019 the most dangerous city in California and the third most dangerous in our nation. Thank you. This is a topic a discussion needs to be addressed here. All available avenues of civil society has been attempted and my citizen right of inquiry completely dismissed in my hometown local area public officials. There is no consulate to where I can seek resolve and remedy. The outcomes here are predictable crystal ball and remains dire and grave. Death over life instead of life over death. Please help me. Can you be the key that unlocks lock and impasse of intractable conflict? End of media associated details and credits. At GrewUp 2021 GRUWUP.NET Great reasons this will unite peace dash or not.